the Saturday Light Brigade Vince Guaraldi, who you heard there. And there's a lot of raw energy in the room right now. We've got five musicians, including Nick Thomas, who's right behind me on drums. He's 11, and he's in grade 6 at McMurray Elementary in Peters Township. Danny Rudy is playing bass. He's 14 in ninth grade. He gets the Early Bird Award. He was here early this morning and ready to play. Tyler Mattis is playing keyboard. He is 16 and in 11th grade, and I'm missing our lead guitarist, Nick Thomas, who is 11 and is also in 6th grade at McMurray Elementary in Peters. And then on rhythm guitar, we have instructor and mentor C.J. Young from David's Music House, and he's going to sing on at least one of the songs that you're going to hear. We'll hear the first song, and we'll talk with C.J. a little bit about these kids, and then we'll hear the second song and then talk to all the kids. Here they are, the Neighborhood Boys. That was very well done. And CJ, we're going to chat with you, and I'm going to do a change up here because I think we need to talk also to Sam, our lead guitar player, at the same time. So, Sam, I'm going to ask you to just come up a little bit. You can sort of lean into that. How long have you been playing guitar, Sam? Hang on. I can't. I'm sorry. I thought I could get to that mic, and I can't. You can go up to CJ's. How long have you been playing guitar? You can go up to this mic here. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about like 2.5 years. I started like in third grade, like in May, and yeah. So
And you're 11 years old now in sixth grade.
I'm gonna turn 12 on January 30th.
Ah, happy early birthday! You sound great. That was a lot of fun. How often do you play every day, do you think?
I play almost every day. I mean, like, when my dad's not around.
Your dad would prefer not to hear the loud electric guitar, or?
My mom gets kind of carried away about it.
I'm curious, do you know the game Guitar Hero? Like, Guitar Hero?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
Explain. There's a lot of people that are into Guitar Hero, but that never touch a real guitar. Can you sort of talk about the difference?
Well, the difference is this is a real fret and stuff, like these like real strings, like, and Guitar Hero is just like buttons and all that stuff, and yes. Buttons up here and back area.
So you really need to have some talent and something a little bit more than being able to master button pushing, right?
Yeah.
That's great. You want to say hello to anyone who might be listening or acknowledge anybody?
Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom.
Excellent. And I'm going to...
Hey, Olivia, my sister. If any of my friends are listening to this, hi.
They're all listening.
They might be. I don't know.
Oh, I think they are. Let's meet CJ real quick, learn a little bit more about the program. These are all students at David's Music House. And CJ, I know you're getting ready to sing, I think, on this next song. But tell me a little bit about these kids.
Well, Sam and Nick are longtime students at David's Music House, and so is Tyler on piano. Sam and Nick formed this band last year because they live on the same street, so they formed the band The Neighborhood Boys.
They're in the same grade.
They're in the same grade, yeah.
They look like brothers.
No.
Oh, they're not in the same grade.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
But they could be.
They could be. Okay.
Because they're friends.
You're close. Yeah. You're like a year apart, right?
6 months
apart.
6 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Danny on bass here actually came in to take guitar lessons, and I co-opted him to play bass for us because we really needed a bass player. They're hard to come by.
Well, his shirt says they said I could do anything, so I became awesome. So
yes.
That would mean that, I guess. And then on keys, Tyler Mathis is playing too.
Yeah, Tyler's a longtime student. He's played in lots of concerts with us. I think this is his first band experience, so. Tried to get him in something new, you know, push the boundaries and take people out of their comfort zone a little bit at a time, expand that comfort box.
Always good to do. And we'll talk with Nick and Danny and Tyler in just a second. I think you'll recognize the second song just as you recognize the first song once again, The Neighborhood Boys.
Ready? Run.
Got a good voice. Do you play with any groups at all? You must.
Yeah, I played here once with Dan Getkin and the Masters of American
Music.
Oh,
of course.
About a year ago.
I remember that. You still playing with them?
Occasionally, yeah. We'll be playing on the 18th of January up for a fundraiser at the Oven Pizza Shop in Wexford.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here. And I actually found out a way, discovered a way to talk to Nick, our drummer, who's right behind me. Nick, how long have you played drums?
I think I've played it for about, 2 years. Like, the same as Sam, probably.
And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
And you're in sixth.
Yeah.
Okay, because I got that, because you guys are so close in age. What made you want to start a band?
Well, at first, when I was in, first grade, I started piano. And then I went to drums with CJ. And then I met Sam. And then we just start. And since we were both playing instruments, we just started to make this.
I see. Very good. I'm trying to make sure we can hear you. You sound great. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Hello, Mom. Hello, my sister, Olivia. Like his. Well, it's...
You both have sisters named Olivia?
Yes.
Wow. That's strange. It's not the same Olivia, is it?
And also hello to, anybody else, any friends or teachers, Mrs. Wysocki, anybody who's listening.
They're all there. It's amazing to both have sisters named Olivia. Are they the same age?
No, mine's 20. Hers is 7.
Yours is 7 and his is 20. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to pass the microphone down.
Okay.
We're going to see if he can make it over. And we did. We made it over to our keyboardist, Tyler. So what's it like to play with a group? You're used to playing on your own. What do you think?
It's very different, and I feel like if it's sort of being relied on by other people, so it's a little difficult in some ways, but in a lot of ways it's easier because you know where you are on the piece of music because you have everybody else playing with you.
Yeah, it's got to be something to have to sort of interact musically and know mm-hmm. that others are depending on you. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Sure, my mother, she's listening to this, grandparents, I guess my father, who's nice enough to drive me here.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Pierce Township High School.
Excellent. Okay, I didn't realize you were from Peters also. And then let's meet Danny, who was nice enough to play bass this morning. And also, Danny got here at 7 o'clock this morning. He was here before anybody. See, we can say that. When you arrive first, you can say whatever you want. You got here around 9.
Right.
Danny, so you normally play guitar, electric, typically?
Yeah,
or
electric guitar.
And do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I don't really know who's listening.
Everybody's listening.
Just a generic hello.
Where do you go to school?
Peters Township High School.
Everybody's from Peters. No wonder you guys are the neighborhood boys. Well, you sounded great, and I wish you good luck. And CJ, anything else you wanted to add?
I'd like to thank you guys for all you do. You allow us to come on here almost every month and provide an outlet for students and something that's a reward and a goal for them. It's really been great.
Yeah, and you guys are welcome to stay. We have a group called the Grifters that are coming up who I think you'll really like. It's old-time blues, acoustic, and folk. You're going to talk about possibly getting outside of your comfort zone. It'll be some new types of music. Thanks for being here with us today at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WRCT.